This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Coronavirus closures.
America is shutting down.
The push for increased testing.
We will have these tests up and running likely within a week or so.
Market meltdown.
The fastest slide since 1931.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Day by day, America is shutting down because of the coronavirus. New cases, new concerns, and a new normal for at least the next few weeks, perhaps beyond. It's affecting classes for millions of school kids. An increasing number of workers are trying to get things done at home, and 401ks are taking a beating. So many things happening amid the struggle to get test kits into the hands of doctors. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS This Morning.
We had a task force meeting yesterday, and we heard that the kinds of tests from the commercial sector that would be available, readily available, is really very, very close right now. What we really need is to get the test available in venues that people could easily access.
By the hour yesterday, events around the country were postponed or canceled, schools and tourist spots closed. Here's CBS's David Begnaud.
It was the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who closed the curtain on Broadway, at least until mid-April.
To reduce the number of people in contagious environment.
14 million people saw a Broadway show last year. This is not the only tourist attraction closing.
We were supposed to stay through Sunday. Not so much anymore.
Disneyland in California and Disney World in Florida will shut down Sunday until the end of the month.
We're hoping the park at least comps us or we can reschedule, but we're probably out. We used a ton of our miles to get here.
Ohio became the first of at least five states, along with Maryland, Michigan, Oregon, and New Mexico, to cancel schools statewide indefinitely. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has banned gatherings of more than 100 people.
Children of the state will have an extended spring break.
The NCAA has canceled the March Madness National Basketball Tournament.
For the first time since 2001, my alma mater made it to the tournament. What am I going to do? No tournament this year.
Major League Baseball has shut down spring training and announced at least a two-week delay to the start of the season. And the Boston Marathon was postponed.
CBS's Paula Reed has the latest on the effort to form a federal coronavirus rescue plan.
We've resolved most of our differences.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressed optimism last night after an all-day negotiation with administration officials over legislation aimed at blunting widespread financial damage from coronavirus.
It's about paid sick leave, it's about family medical leave, it's about unemployment insurance.
Pelosi has been working with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to hammer out the specifics, including paid sick leave. Yesterday, the president warned that Democrats may try to pack the bill with unrelated provisions, though he didn't offer specifics.
It's not a way for them to get some of the goodies that they haven't been able to get for the last 25 years.
It's an accusation the Democrats rejected.
If giving infected workers paid sick leave is a goodie, then God help those who think that.
The Fed and European Central Bank pledged more market support. Stocks are poised to regain some of yesterday's staggering losses. The Dow lost more than 2,300 points. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It's been a staggering 3 weeks. The Dow went from a record high in February to a bear market in just 19 days. That is the fastest slide since 1931.
In some areas, there has been panic buying. It's getting harder for store operators like Bob Newton in Paulsboro, New Jersey, to keep things in stock.
Seems to be picking up on water, toilet paper, and other supplies. What I think is going to happen now, people are going to tend to more non-perishable items, as each day this keeps evolving.
Overseas, the extent of the coronavirus lockdown in Italy has widened. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
The coronavirus has forced all Catholic churches in Rome to close down, an unprecedented decision. Until now, only masses had been cancelled, but now churches will be closed at least until April 3rd. St. Peter's Basilica had already been closed, and the Pope's appearances in public twice a week have been cancelled. Italy also closed Milan's Linate Airport and Rome's Ciampino Airport.
North of the border in Canada, they're going to have to make do without pro hockey, and the wife of the Prime Minister tested positive.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is showing no symptoms and says he feels fine, but will be quarantined for the next 14 days. He remains in charge of the country. His wife, Sophie, is in self-isolation and says her condition is already improving. She had been in London for a speaking engagement and came down with a fever and body aches. The Prime Minister will now do what's become pretty common these days. He'll work from home. Chris Mavridis, CBS News, Toronto.
Airlines are facing increasing challenges with the coronavirus affecting travel. CBS's Matt Piper has more on one incident.
JetBlue has banned a passenger who tested positive for the coronavirus from flying on the airline again. It comes after he boarded a flight from JFK Airport to Palm Beach, Florida, without waiting for test results. One passenger saying he was wearing masks and gloves. Once the plane landed, he and his wife were taken off. Everyone else delayed for hours to be given instructions on what to do to keep them safe.
There's been American military action overseas. CBS's Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon says it follows a deadly attack on U.S. forces this week.
There were multiple strikes against an Iranian-backed militia group, mostly against its weapons facilities. U.S. military officials have insisted they knew who was behind Wednesday's rocket attack that killed two Americans. The Iranian Foreign Ministry said today the U.S. should review its presence in Iraq instead of making accusations.
A federal judge in Virginia has ordered the release of Chelsea Manning, the former Army intelligence analyst.
Manning has been jailed for about a year after being held in contempt of court for refusing to testify to a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks. She was convicted in 2013 for leaking classified and military documents to WikiLeaks and given a 35-year sentence. That sentence was commuted in 2017 by former President Obama before he left office. The ruling comes a day after Manning's legal team said she attempted suicide. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
We're marking an anniversary today, 82 years of the World News Roundup from CBS News. In South Florida, police want to capture an animal who's getting quite a reputation.
Police in Pembroke Pines, Florida, have issued an all-points bulletin for a cow. The animal's not considered armed or dangerous, but it has managed to elude capture since late January. The department tweeted, "Wanted, unknown cow, description, female and brown with a white head, faster than it looks and talented fence jumper, enjoys pools." Clearly, authorities have a sense of humor, charging the cow with moving violations, uttering false checks, and fleeing and eluding officers. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Well, last night, actor Colin Hanks thanked fans for the outpouring of support on social media after his father, Tom Hanks, and wife Rita Wilson said they tested positive for the coronavirus while in Australia. He says they're doing well, given the circumstances. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.